Welcome back to the Sneak Chronics podcast with me, Danny, aka at Roy Stenio, and my good friend Nicole, aka at Miss Eves.
Wow.
Have I got it?
Round of applause.
Did I nail it?
Round of applause. Wow.
Did I nail it
well
in
done.
One?
What's this, the fourth week as well?
Are we on week four? I feel like it is week four.
Damn, finally.
Series three. I mean, you took last week and crashed last week's intro.
On purpose?
All right.
But you're back again, back with the intro. Back. You did it okay.
Thank you.
Well done.
No pressure or anything.
No pressure.
And back in the pub, so you can you might hear a little bit of chat in the background. Now, I'm not too sure who's more busy or who's more important out of the two of us. Because we're both kind of...
I might not be as busy, but I'm definitely more important.
Oh, right, okay.
Because, yeah, I feel like, what would it be without me?
Right, oh, yeah, because obviously... Oh, shout out S. Dot, who got the line for last week.
What was it last week? Oh,
Nicole carries a podcast.
Yeah.
And he put like a little... a little Pinocchio nose emoji.
He's
next
not
to
getting a follow back.
Oh, is he not?
No, he's not. Because, have you not seen it on Instagram? Because French posted a picture of me and French about some Arsenal score or something or other, from a picture of us at an event.
Right.
And S. Dot commented on it and he was like, oh, I don't get a follow back. And I was like, no.
Oh.
Definitely not. Not when you, like, come for my legs.
Sean, next time I see you, right, just to remind me, I'll give you a hug, right, just to...
Wait, you're on my side.
No, I'm consoling him because...
No, don't switch sides.
Oh, right, okay.
You know when, it's like, you know when you've got mutual enemies?
Right. Is that how it is?
Is that deep?
He's that deep.
But well done for getting the word.
Yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations. She's
through gritted teeth. Yeah. Congratulations from Nicole. How's last week been? Have you been okay?
Been good, been busy. Probably not as busy as you.
No, I have been quite busy.
Tell us more.
Tell you more. Well, it's very self-indulgent, that's why.
I know, but like, I feel like people want to hear about it.
Yeah, so obviously, for those of you who haven't seen, I was part of an Adidas Originals project. I'm just going to throw out a few of the people. So I've been doing it with David Beckham, Zinedine Zidane, General Ortega. No, I'm joking. But it was part of, there's 1,000 originals from around the world. And we've all done this project for the relaunch of Adidas Originals. So I did my little piece with Offspring. Shout out a man especially who picked us for that project. So you'll have seen a few things on socials already. There was a launch event last Friday in London.
That was covered in your face, you said.
Yeah, it was covered in my face. First of all, I couldn't get into the own event. That was kind of funny. I wasn't on the guest list, wasn't allowed in. I had to kind of pull the "Do you know who I am?" card just to get into the...
That's literally what he did though, he said. He stood outside like, "Do you know who I am?" I mean, the main guy.
Nicole wasn't actually there, so
no.
She just ad-libbing on that. But, and do you know what the best thing about it was? And this is what we always say with a lot of the stuff. Yes, we all love trainers, we love the product, but just seeing all the people there, like so many friends came down, so many friends not just from London as well, because I know it's really easy for people in London to just hop on a tube and go to like Soho, but then there were so many other friends from around the country who kind of popped up and were like, shouted up, hello, and I kind of love all that. And it is kind of, someone asked me, right, are you, because we do like podcasts and we do YouTube and stuff, like it must be all right for you just because you'll hear your voice and you'll see yourself and obviously these pictures that you put on Instagram. I was like, the thing is, like, I am in complete control about what we put out.
Yeah.
And now it was in complete, in the lap of the gods.
It could have been anything.
It could have been.
Good though. It looked great. But I know what you mean when it's yourself. It's just not.
Well, because, so without saying, I don't like the profile picture that they used of me. I'm looking at it thinking, oh, it's good. But and you'll see, like, so like I say, this is Thursday that we're recording, hence why it's a late podcast, so apologies for that. You'll see Mark Goldsby's, he's came out yesterday on Offspring channels and Adidas channels. I believe it's going to be Jez today on Thursday, and my stuff is going to be dropping on Friday, so keep an eye out on the socials. Obviously I'll be sharing it as well. If you are even slightly follow Roy Stenio or the Sneakronics, there is no way you're not going to miss it, because it's going to be pinned to profiles, you name it. I'm going to be photoshopping me with like Bex and Zidane and putting a picture of the three of us up there. It's just going to be, but it was just, everybody knows my love for Adidas. And obviously, the title of this week's podcast, you've already seen it. We're almost not talking about Adidas, so we're talking more Nike.
For me.
Are you impressed? Yay. Nike?
Nike!
I said it.
Well done.
I said it right.
Yeah, I'm proud.
And... Yeah, I've lost a train of thought because I said Nike.
Week.
Yeah, so we'll be talking more about Nike, but obviously I just had to shout out that amazing thing that Adidas and Offspring put on. It's just, like I say, it was humbling, actually, you know, like for all, everyone kind of goes, it's the Danny Show, and I kind of get it's the Danny Show sometimes, and I know who I am, right, but when it's...
The security didn't know at the end.
I am fist pumping Nicole over the microphone today. That was a good one. So yeah, and now you've just blown this to pieces, so and sorry. I don't know what to talk about.
Shut down.
But yeah, and then like yeah, the only apology for it not coming out is we've just been busy. Like Nicole's been down in London doing things. I've been working night shifts. And we've just, this is the first time we've even had a chance since last weekend to kind of link up, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, how's your week been then?
It's been good, it's been busy. Probably, like I say, not as busy as yours, but doing this, doing that.
Doing this, doing that. Ooh, can't say too much.
But yeah, I feel like with that.
Well, I guess one thing that I always kind of used to ask, and we've never really done it, have you picked up any trainers in the last week?
No. Wait, have I looked?
Have you got anything last
No,
week?
I haven't at all. I'm just trying to think. I haven't even really looked. There's one obviously that we're going to talk about in the release.
I've not picked up any trainers because there's a big pair. For me, I feel there's a big pair coming this week that I'm pushing. Now, I'm not saying pushing all my efforts on, but I really, really want them.
Is it in our releases?
It is in our releases.
Is it an Adidas
one? No, it's not actually. One? Oh, it's well, you're gonna have to wait.
Don't spoil the surprise.
So yeah, I guess that's the intro. And like we always say, thanks everyone for kind of tuning in. It is again, like I said about the event, it's humbling that when people are like getting in the comments and just saying that they like listening to the podcast and stuff, it just, you know, for me, it makes it easier to come off a night shift, to go to the pub, to grab a drink and start and record it, like, because people kind of want it, so we love that.
Me too.
Without further ado, I feel like we need to dive straight into the news with Nick.
I was waiting for my theme tune.
News with Nick.
So back again this week. There's not like loads going on, so I feel like I've just picked some bits that kind of like are worth mentioning. Okay. I'm gonna jump past the first one and go to the second one. And then I'll come back.
You know they can't see the order, so if you want to change the order, you don't have to tell them you're changing the order.
I'm changing the order, but we're FYI-ing. So this is kind of a release, but it's kind of a, I think it's just a bit of news.
Right, okay.
And it's the, that Stussy are dropping a Clarks collab. They're dropping it on Friday, actually, 29th, so tomorrow. I love it. I think it's a really cool shoe. I think this is more we've brought into this section just because it's a bit more of a fashion.
Yeah, it's not,
rather
it's
than
not
like
really
a,
trainers, yeah, sneakers. It's more kind of other things that we're into.
But yeah, it's just, I'm just trying to get the picture up, but I've taken, oh no, there it is. Yeah, it's just, it's cool, isn't it? It's got like the card, what do you call them, symbols?
Suits.
It's got the suits on the front. I just thought it was a really cool one to mention. I feel like it's nice to, I feel like any Stussy collab, like it was only the other day I was on StockX just looking at like Nike Stussy collabs and just
right, okay,
any Stussy.
So I love Stussy. It's Stussy's, so.
But is it Stussy or Stussy?
Stussy. I say Stussy.
Stussy does sound nicer, but it sounds a bit.
I think I sound a bit. I think it is Stussy because the dots over the U.
Shall we see what Google Translate says? She always pronounces everything right, doesn't she?
I don't know. I've never ever used Google Translate in my life, to be honest. But this is exciting live on our podcast. If we can,
should we try it?
I mean, you fill your boots
gonna,
out, like you go for it and see.
While you're talking away.
But yeah, like I always say, I am not a strict, for all my Adidas love, I'm not a strict casual, and I do like streetwear and mixing it up. And what I do like is mixing streetwear brands with casual kind of Adidas, because I think it's kind of always been my look rather than the Stone Island CP football hooligan look that a lot of people go for, which is cool. But so I'm always into like Stussy, Power, Carhartt,
Carhartt,
and as well, because then it doesn't matter what's on your feet, because if I do want to throw on an Air Max or a Dunk,
it goes
that you don't have to worry about having an Adidas tracksuit top, because you can't mix and match.
Oh, you know what, I hate that as well. Like when you do like wear like nights or whatever, you're like, oh, I need to match the whole outfit together. Let me see what Google Translate.
What do you like my match with, you know, my socks?
I was thinking when you sat down, I was like, that is really it's given. They're the ones I missed, and I'm still about them.
Oh well, we'll talk about these.
Yeah, I'm gonna say.
I thought you were talking about my socks. Like you missed the socks. The Mr. Tickle socks.
But yeah, I missed those trainers and.
Are we loaded up with Google?
Yeah, I'm gonna see how she says it.
Stussy.
Okay.
But yeah, and then you can't beat a Clark's Wallaby, right?
Exactly. Love a Clark's Wallaby.
Do you wear them? Have you got some?
Yes, I have some. I'm sure I said this on one of the podcasts before. I used to wear them for school.
Oh,
all the time.
We did mention this.
But
yes,
yeah, I do have some. Do I wear them as much as I possibly should? Probably not. I like them in autumn, like an autumn winter shoe.
Yeah,
do you know
what
I mean? With like a cargo or a trouser. It is now autumn.
September.
I have all these great ideas for like winter outfits, and it gets here and I dress like this.
I'm just like
full
hoodie.
Black outfit, hoodie, cargoes. But yeah, so moving on, also put in the Atmos Solomon collab. There's an upcoming collab. I don't know if there's a date for it yet.
I've not seen the date.
I think, yeah, they've just said on their website, coming soon. Not on the website, sorry, on their Instagram. But I just thought it's worth mentioning, because I know we talk a lot about, like, you know, just hype product, regular, like, trainers or whatever. And these are kind of more, like, outdoorsy sort of vibes.
Yeah.
I just think it's cool. It's a cool colourway. It's cool that Atmos are doing something with Solomon. I quite like Solomon as a brand.
I've never... Not that I've never got it. I don't mean it like that. I know what it is, but it's just not in my... It would be kind of wild for me to purchase a pair, I think, in the nicest possible way. This one reminds me of the On Running shoes that we spoke about last week, though, as well.
Yeah,
I love... It is a very autumnal...
I was going to say it's perfect for autumn, winter.
And I mean...
actually hike and do outdoor stuff.
I do outdoor stuff. No, I'm actually going for a walk with my dad and my brother.
All right, maybe
tomorrow,
you should get some.
So, I mean, if you can send me a pair before tomorrow, that'd be really nice. But yeah, I really like the colourway. Obviously, Atmos, almost everything we touch turns to gold. Mm. And obviously, we're going to be like very Nike heavy when the topic we're going to talk about today. But yeah, I really like them. I think for me, some of the, because he's a very much a runner aesthetic out there, isn't there? When we're looking at New Balance and Asics and stuff like this, I feel like Solomon do well in that, but it's just not my kind of style in the nicest possible.
Yeah.
And it goes back to appreciating what other people...
I think, yeah, it's the same for me. It's not something I would wear. I feel like I can appreciate the shoe, I can appreciate the brand. I probably wouldn't wear it. Maybe like if I was genuinely going on a hike and I needed a pair of trainers, but...
Yeah.
Nice. And then moving on, I want to talk about that VaporMax that's launching. Oh, yeah. Missed that whole one.
You even said I'm going to skip the first one and go back to it, and now you haven't skipped.
Oh yeah. Damn.
Is it because you can't say the guy's name?
No, it's because I always say it slightly wrong, and I hate that. You don't, because I feel like everyone's just going to come for me and pick me up.
Well,
on
it. Oh, S-dot. Don't come.
Yeah. So do you want to introduce that one?
What, the Soleil Bembry New Balance 1906.
I always say it wrong.
I don't know.
So anyway,
let's go for it.
Yeah, he is dropping a collab with New Balance. 1906R. I think I've got a picture. Have you got it up a picture of it?
It's right there.
Wow.
Wild.
I just feel like, so he previewed it at Milan Fashion Week. Thought that's how I would add it to the news section, because it's quite an interesting fashiony one.
Yep.
And yeah, just wanted to check out. I don't know when it's launching. They just said it's like an upcoming one, but the colours.
Would you wear this?
Definitely.
100%. Would you?
It is giving more of a summer shoe. Maybe it was just like previewed a little bit late. I just feel like it's very bright.
Or preview for next spring, summer, because that is what these people do with this kind of stuff, right?
Yeah. So the colours are amazing. Shoe's amazing. Just thought it's one to mention, really. One for like people to check out.
Yeah. If people kind of know my New Balance stance. Do you know my New Balance stance?
No, but give it to me.
I don't like the N branding on New Balance. So for all the amazing, honestly,
this is
right, and just this stems back to, as a child, this is pre me getting into trainers.
Yeah.
I had New Balance shoes, would be just because you could go down to like the local shoe shop, but not like the sports shop, and New Balance shoes were in there. And it just, right, I had another conversation about Crocs this week, right? And everyone's going, oh, I love Crocs, they're really cool. I was like, yeah, but my great auntie's been wearing them since like 2003, right? So I can't get the image of these, the shoes, because of they have too much association. And yeah, I guess that's why winter training's right, because there is a lot of association. We spoke about this on previous episodes. And the association of New Balance takes me back to that pre-inter trainers times when, like, couldn't afford to get Nike or Adidas.
So you kind of got a New Balance. Some people would look at them almost like, yeah, oh, it's a cheap
and then it was the N branding, and I almost feel like there's a memory. I don't want to make memory up, but like someone was saying, they're not Nikes, because the N for Nike.
I think it's
just kind of stuck there with me, and it's just kind of haunted me throughout my adult life. I can't kind of get over. Everyone came to say, oh, you will find a pair. And there's been some banging New Balance pairs, and I love them, and I love the shape, and I love everything about it. And also they're really expensive, and I'm tight, right?
So
£200 is like...
It's quite a lot, isn't it? But you know what, though? Like, right, this kind of goes on to our topic of the week, I think. So I won't touch on it too much, but I feel like a while ago, I wouldn't spend a lot of money on a New Balance, but now how the brand have come up and how good the shoes are, I almost look at it like, yeah, you've got to spend that amount of money on a New Balance. Like, it's almost like a Nike now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I like the N branding because my name's Nicole, so N Nicole.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's all it is.
I mean, fair enough. That's, I didn't even think about it. They're my shoes. They've got an N on it.
They're my shoes, yeah, N shoes. So, yeah, and then the last bit of the news was just that VaporMax that I thought, we're both looking at each other over the mic now, like, oh.
It's funny, isn't it? And I almost feel like, right, we'll just leave the news there and we'll dive straight into the topic.
Because this leads to the topic.
This week's topic, the title of it, and I don't know what inspired us to come up. We always talk about what we're going to talk about and what we should talk about. And based, like, it's not just cobbled together, the podcast. I mean, it almost is, but it's not. Oh, that should be this week's phrase. It's not just cobbled together, right?
Yeah,
so if you get to this point and you're only like 17 minutes into the podcast, right? It's not just cobbled together. If you get this again, you get a hat trick, right? And
hat-trick.
Nicole says she'll follow you back.
Ooh.
Pressure. It's not just cobbled together,
it's
this
not
week's
just
phrase.
Together.
But the title is, Have Nike Lost Their Air?
I love how, can I just say the
notes? Typo. Yeah, the typo in the notes.
The typo in the notes. Have lost their air.
Have lost their air. So, have Nike lost their air? And I kind of more mean this as, Nike has always been, not for me, right? Because, I mean, like I say, I'm Mr. Adidas.
Mm-hmm.
Adidad, whatever it is. But you can't deny that Nike are the biggest footwear brand, definitely globally.
Yes,
and
definitely.
Even in the UK, we're always, especially if you went to London, they were the brand of choice. And have they just lost their air, like lost their way a little bit with recent releases? And it kind of goes back to that VaporMax. VaporMax came out how many years ago now? Five? Was it 2017? I feel like it was.
Yeah, I think the VaporMax just in general is not the best shoe. I think it definitely hit a certain target audience that it needed to hit.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the greatest shoe. And I feel like the fact that it could have been one of those shoes, like they launched for a little bit and then just gave up launching. I don't think they needed to carry on.
Like Air Max 270s?
Yeah, like they could have just, left it with a 270.
But here's the thing, I know maybe it's just a lot of brands, but here's the thing for me is, a lot of and there is good Nike product, like don't get me wrong, but it's all retro, it's all archival. Air Max 1s,
like
Air Max 95s, Jordans, when you look at it, Jordan 1s, Dunks, obviously are all. I feel like that's what a lot of people who are into Nike are into, like those old silhouettes.
Yeah. Rather than I just feel like my whole stance on this, like you said, you're an Adidas, I definitely am Nike through and through, 100%. I think they've definitely lost the air a little bit if you actually just look at them, like, if you kind of look at some of the products that they've launched, like, for example, that VaporMax. But I just feel like because of how big the brand is, you don't notice it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I feel like if a brand like Puma or ASICS or whatever started to lose their way a little bit, people have noticed it just because they're not as dominant in the industry. Whereas I feel like Nike almost have a little bit of leeway. Like, they can launch a few shitty shoes.
Yeah.
And no one's like... Because there's someone out there that'll wear it.
I get that. Because, so, like, going back to ASICS, so you remember, like, Gel Light 3s and Gel Light 5s, like... Which we're probably talking like 2014, which, oh my God, is like nearly 10 years ago, by the way.
That's crazy.
That is mad.
I used to love
that. Yeah, but they were a thing, and if you're just telling 2014 that these are going to, and when they tapered off, like,
yeah.
Don't get me wrong, they're still good ASICS, possibly, ASICS or ASICS, what we're saying?
I say ASICS. Someone said ASICS to me the other day, ASICS. So,
yeah.
This is what I mean, all these pronunciations.
Yeah, I say ASICS.
She said, Google translates
it. Oh, I'm not doing that again.
I'm joking.
But yeah, like you said, Nike almost have that leeway that they can throw out a bit of a wonky shoe every now and then.
I just feel like, I said this a while ago, and this is what we kind of touched upon before the podcast. I said it on an Instagram post maybe about a year ago, and I was just basically like, orange is the new black, New Balance is the new Nike. And everyone was like,
right, ooh,
statement. And I'm not saying it is the new Nike, because I don't think anything will ever top Nike, to be honest. I feel like they'll just always dominate.
Yeah, yeah, especially on the global scale.
Global scale, they'll always dominate. But I feel like New Balance, it literally just came out of nowhere. Like, not nowhere, but like, it kind of just like, it's so popular now.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
People will happily, like we were saying, people will happily pay that amount of money for a New Balance, where I think there are still some, like, maybe Puma shoes or Adidas shoes or whatever, where people would be like, oh,
I'm not paying.
Whereas with the New Balance, people are like...
So the Liam Gallagher collab, right, Liam Gallagher signature shoe, £109. Some of the Adidas people going, why is it so much?
Wow.
Because this, like, Adidas, like, you think, like, Terrace Culture, and they're all like, you got like 70, 80 pounds.
£89.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, I have to pay 3 digits for a pair of things on my feet.
Exactly.
Like, what is going on?
Whereas I feel like New Balance have almost hit that level in the market now where they are dropping shoes for like £220, some of them. I've seen some, like, New Balance collabs.
Yeah,
ridiculously
definitely.
Expensive. And people will pay it because it's a good shoe. And it's the brand's just doing well.
I'm going to throw this out there. Is this people who are into the hype stuff? So the people who've come off the Yeezy wave.
Onto them. And
sometimes... I don't want to do the quotations, people like me, but I kind of know what I like, and I never did the Yeezy stuff because the Adidas stuff I'm into is what I'm into, right?
Yeah.
I've always had SB Dunks, always been a part of my life.
Yeah.
Air Max, always been a part of my life, but mainly like Air Max ones I've just done, not really. I've got the odd Air, you know, I've got the classic Air Maxes, like the infrared 90s, Silver Bullets, you know, if we're in OG colorways, I think. But I tell you what I haven't got a pair of is Neon 95s at the minute. I missed them a couple of Christmases ago whenever the last dropped.
Yeah.
But they'll drop out. They'll come out again.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like those staples are the staples for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And not the hype people, because I don't like pigeonholing people, but those people who went on the Yeezys and now, like, we've got Jordan sitting, right? But they were from Yeezy, probably went on to Jordans, and now Jordans are sitting. Now they're going on to New Balance.
Is it
and
just the next big hype?
Will they phase out and pick up the next thing?
Part of me feels like, is it just going to be a wave of ASICS now? ASICS. Is that going to come up? Like, is that going
to? I'd like it to.
Yeah. It would be nice.
Not
I feel like Puma's one as well. Like, but I don't know. I feel like Puma has its place in the market, and I feel like it's not going up or down. If that makes sense.
I mean, things like a Puma Clyde, a Puma Suede,
always a
just
classic.
Absolute staples.
Yeah, staples.
And there is one that we've got in release coming up.
Beautiful
that is
one.
A brilliant. Yeah.
It's an
amazing. Oh my God.
Shoe.
And perfect for this time of year.
Perfect.
But to flip it on its head, I've been thinking this for a while. Like, I've not picked up. The last pair of Nike Air Max I picked up, even Nike in general, I got the orange lobsters, but that's kind of like Nike SB. I kind of don't think they're different.
It's
again,
like
it's like
category,
a different
isn't it?
Company
yeah.
to like Nike
it's not
in
the
itself.
Same.
It was the Air Max Patter, the Monarch ones.
Yeah.
I think they were, and that was a really strong collab. And then I feel like there's just been a lot of, not, I don't want to say meh products. But pushing out colourways just almost for the sake of pushing colourways. But then is this COVID lag that we spoke about before, like
is
the creative
yeah.
thing? And it's like interesting when you start diving deep into it, And then all of a sudden, they'll bring out an absolute banger pair of Air Max.
Here
and you think,
are.
Right.
Never mind.
Right, you're all is forgiven kind of thing. Or
yeah.
What were the Jordans, the Union Jordans with the with? Again, they're not my thing, but a lot of people, I saw a lot of people shouting and saying these are just...
All over Instagram.
So nice.
So, yeah, they were nice, like I did like them.
So I'm going to, when was like what was the last pair of Nikes you bought?
Last pair I bought, what would they have been now?
Like I say, I think mine were the...
I'm just trying to think.
Mine were the orange lobsters. And I got those because I got them for Harry for Christmas as well. So it's kind of cool that we have father-son matching pairs.
I think mine were the Jordan 3s. I'll say this and I'll get home and I'll see a pair of trainers like,
yeah,
they were them.
Yeah, I got them.
I think they were Jordan 3s.
But then it goes back to that. That's a classic shoe as well.
Yeah,
and it's just that
again,
staple.
That's what I mean. It's not, it wasn't, like, definitely wasn't a VaporMax or anything like that.
And even not to just push it onto Adidas again, is this, like, what was the last new Adidas product, like new silhouette where you thought, ooh,
do you know what, that I did like that, you know, that really, I don't know what it's called because I don't really keep up with Adidas, but you know that really chunky Adidas, you know, like this whole chunky vibe's been about,
right? Okay,
I don't know what they're called, but I saw quite a few people wearing them and they're like a
very
really
chunky,
yeah, very recently,
like
there's
like a campus skate shoe,
it might
I think,
be that one
out at the
and
minute.
I just love like that whole vibe and
yeah,
I saw
yeah,
them
yeah.
and I thought, oh, I'd wear those definitely.
I mean, for me the last ones were the ZX 10,000s. I don't know if you know those ones off the top of your head.
Yeah, I know the silhouette.
So that was the last shoe, but it was almost based on a lineage. So shout out Mr. Griffin, George, who works at Adidas. He was part of the project who came up with the shoe. So it's that, like,
yeah.
And the super colour. It looks like a shoe that came from the 9,000, like the lineage, came all the way through. So obviously,
it is a nice shoe.
As much as it's a new shoe, it's harked back to old shoe design. And is that where we are at the minute, where there's not a lot of new designs that are kind of...
I feel like it's kind of like the older designs just seem to work, so they just keep releasing new colourways of them. I kind of like that, though.
Yeah. And do you know what? For all we've kind of just said, like, where's the banging product and all this? So when I was in London last Friday, so just went for a stroll around... just because I haven't been down for a while, went into Offspring. Well, I was looking for other things in Selfridges, actually. But I thought I'll just have a pop into Offspring, just see if there's any people there and just have a look at the product. And there is some, like, it is nice to see Air Max 1s and Jordans actually sitting there for people to go and pick up.
Definitely, yeah.
There was a pair, and I can't remember the colourway, but instead of saying Nike Air Max on the back, and the classic Air Max 1 on the back, it just said Nike in like a different font.
Oh, that's
I was
cool.
Like, oh, they're kind of cool then.
Interesting.
But then they're not being, I haven't seen them. And like, I'm into trainers, right? And I haven't seen this product.
Yeah.
So then why am I not, like, target market? How have I missed these?
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm not on social media. Like, I'm flicking through Instagram, like, daily, like, all the time. Like, it's weird, but I don't really... It's like we're going down a little bit of a wormhole into like marketing and kind of
literally,
how it all gets pushed and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I think maybe generally, have they, going back to the question, have they lost their air? Maybe to the hype people.
Or are we just not their consumer as much? Are they targeting different consumers? Are we missing stuff because we're not the audience that they want?
Yeah. I mean, because
especially with newer, like, I always feel like, you know, with like a newer silhouette, are they targeting like a younger audience?
So back to the VaporMax.
Exactly.
Right?
I
so
when think it's a younger audience.
When VaporMax came out, and like, I think it was 2017, so forgive me.
Something around that time.
It was kind of innovative, and I was like, ooh, maybe. And then it was like that sock kind of upper with the lacing system, and then it had just they were the original ones, and then they dropped to 10 in Virgil Abloh's. There was a VaporMax in there, which kind of tried to kick it all off.
I think. It worked that time, because I remember, like, I used to have sock darts. Do you remember those? I used to like the sock upper. And then when that came around, I was like, oh, interesting. I just feel like they got very oversaturated very fast.
Yeah.
I think it dropped at quite a low retailer level. It wasn't very, like, it was so easy to get. Everyone had them.
Because you could go into JD and pick them up. Saying that devalues it. I don't mean like that. But then it has that broad appeal,
It's a specific audience then, isn't it?
Like, but then... I'm going to throw it out there that the kids picking up VaporMaxes in 2017, when they're I almost said our age then, but when older, right?
Well, they're like, classic.
Them classic Maxes, are they going to have that view from when we're looking back?
You know what, though, like, weirdly, I kind of feel like, are they going to have that same view like we do? You know how we're like, oh, an Air Max 1 or...
Do you know, well, I mean, Air Max 1s are even pre me into shoes, right?
Mm.
But I'm going to throw it out, and we spoke about them quite a lot on the podcast, TNs,
mm-hmm.
right? Because that's that's the shoe probably for like around about ours. I know there's a bit of a disparity, but that shoe came out, and we still look back, oh, a pair of TNs.
TNs,
like,
I
still look at them. Even if I don't want to pick a pair up, I'm like, oh, I love a TN.
Yeah, yeah, same. So maybe they will. It's sad that it's that shoe, though, but yeah, maybe they will.
Shout out Matt Willis, who had TNs on again at the Busted concert at the AO Arena on Sunday. So they must be cool if Busted are wearing them.
They must be.
Is that? That's got to be the level. And I feel like actually this is a good segue into like this week's releases as well,
mm-hmm.
because I feel like after we've I don't think we've slated Nike too much. We're just kind of questioning like where have they been? Like I've not picked up like usually most years I would have picked up. I mean, 2020, I probably picked up 25 pairs of Dunks, mm-hmm. maybe about 15 pairs of Air Max, plus all the Adidas stuff, right?
Yeah.
There was a lot of trainers. And I get what we've mentioned the COVID and the COVID lag, but I've not seen something that I think, oh, I need to pick that up.
Mm-hmm.
I missed one Dunk, right? The Dorito Dunk, which came out, I think, about February.
Yeah.
But because I just moved house, I just didn't want to be spending money. I was still trying to sort out not my life, I don't mean like that, but like, there's bigger things than trainers, as much as we love the shoes.
Definitely,
right?
Definitely.
But then I don't feel like, oh, I've missed that pair. I really want to go back and pick it up, apart from that Dorito Dunk.
Mm.
And previously, if you've missed pairs, you'd be looking back. But I don't feel like 2022 into 23 has been a classic.
No, I don't think there's any that I'd look back on and be like, oh, wish I got those.
God damn it.
Apart from the ones that you've got on your feet, which obviously is quite a few years ago. Those ones that you've got on right now. Do you know what the story is behind this, right? So before we even introduce the shoe and say it is.
Oh, go on.
Like, when I, it's obviously a size exclusive one, and when I started at size, it was 2018, and I remember this shoe launched literally a couple of weeks, maybe a week before I started, and they obviously gifted them out to everyone on the marketing team. They all got a pair, and I started a week later.
Oh, that's so.
And I remember everyone having them and wearing them, and I was like, oof. And still to this day, I'm like, oh,
so, on to this week's releases, and I feel like we've got to start off with, I have not seen so much hype for a shoe for a while,
mm-hmm.
like almost on this level. Mm. So, we're talking about the size Air Max 1 dropping this week, the brown, and I'm really, really sorry, I've not actually got the correct colourway
to
hand.
Was that the picture?
I've got the picture. I mean, I don't need a picture because it's imprinted in my brain, right? Because there's certain Air Max 1s, and I'm going to shout out, so today for the podcast, I've put on the size Air Max 1 exclusives from 2018.
Mm-hmm, the Safari.
What the Safari. And they were just, as soon as I saw them, I thought, oh my God. Picking out the elements of the classic Air Maxes, like the Safaris and all the stuff that have gone before it, and knitting them together, because a lot of the stuff doesn't hit for me, mm-hmm. when they just do the mashup of I'm going to pick that toe box from that shoe, and that colourway, then that colour swoosh, and all that kind of stuff. And sometimes it just doesn't strike it. But this shoe, when it was first shown, it probably So shout out Luke Matthews, who kind of puts like just a random picture on his story and then puts it on the size page. I was like, mate, I think I even texted him straight off the bat and was like, this is just...
It's a shoe and a half. Like, it is a good shoe. It's the colours. Like, it's just everything about it.
It just says exclusive white brown. Forgive me if there's like an actual. We're in a no internet pub as well, so I can't actually Google it. I mean,
wow.
So even on the face of it, right, the colours bang, because
absolutely.
So I feel like there's two scales of living, right? Do you live on the black, white, grey scale, or do you live on the brown, cream scale, like the neutral? Tone scale,
the brown, right? Cream, yeah.
but I'm more black. But these go, because of the black mudguard,
they go with everything.
These just go into every kind of, you can't not have this pair.
Yeah.
I feel it's like, so first of all, the colorway bangs anyway, then it speaks to anybody's aesthetic almost.
Autumn, perfect.
It's autumn at the time it's dropping.
Perfect.
And the mix of materials.
Oh my gosh,
is
yeah.
absolutely. So I still can't get clarification because I've asked a few people. Some are saying cord or some say a denim. So until I've got a pair in my hand, which, shout out to Luke again, he did try to get us a pair to have, so we could actually have him in hand for this podcast, but it just wasn't possible. And then the brown furry toe box.
Yeah, I think that's, I like that. That just, it's like a hairy sort of
suede-y
sort
of. Yeah. Everyone likes like a rough suede.
Oh, and the tongue. And it's the tongue.
But even like moving up before we get to the tongue, because the tongue's banging, like the tumble leather.
Yeah.
Round the mid panel, and then the tongue.
It's like a waffle.
It's almost. Like a waffle tongue, and you're like, oh my god, like
just
this is just.
Better the further up you get.
This is just. I'm gonna say it now, even for like Love Friday asked, there's been some great. This. If there's anything better drops this year, right, this is going to be a shoe of the year contender. This is going to be a top three right off the bat. It is just, and but the question I've got to, is it going to be better than the size pair that are on my feet?
Because I don't think so.
I love this pair.
Nothing beats them.
So Air Max 1, right, there's Air Max 1s that beat them for me, right? So an anniversary red.
Oh,
the classic
yeah.
ones straight off the bat. Atmos Elephants, Air Max
of
ones.
Course. Yeah, definitely. I'm talking almost, like sizes.
Oh, no, but I'm talking, not because this is the level that I'm saying how good these are.
Oh, my God, yeah, they're on that level. 100%.
They're up with some of the best Para collabs.
I love it. Do you know what? That's one thing. The That's one woods. Shoe, the Pata ones. I've never got a pair. And I always think, I'll grab a pair. And I still haven't. And
which
not
ones?
Even
the Pata Wavy ones?
Pata Wavy ones. The orange ones are the ones I want. They're not even much above retail.
No.
I just haven't got them. That's the pair I actually really need to get because I absolutely love those.
Yeah, that Monarch pair. I wear mine. In fact, as I was getting changed, as I rolled out of bed at 11:30 about just an hour ago, they were just at the bottom of my bed, so I've worn them recently. I've not actually put them back in the box.
Yeah.
So... they are such a good pair.
Have
Nike lost their air? And now
we've
got guffawing over.
Do you know what it is though with an Air Max 1? I was saying this to someone the other day, because quite a lot of people prefer like a 90. I don't.
No, I've never been.
No, I feel like, to me, I always think like, and don't beat me up for this, but I feel like a 90 looks a little bit more chavvy.
No, that is 100%.
That's just what I get from it anyway.
That's what I've always
thought. I feel like
thought.
An Air Max 1 looks good on any foot size, maybe not if you're like a size 14 and all those crazy sizes.
No, shout out like Quezzy, right, who's got massive. Quezzy rocks up, I think the last thing he came to of ours, like he came out to an event and he had like an Air Max 1. Quezzy's got a big foot, right, he's like he's like a size 12 13 or something,
and it looks good.
That's
what I mean, and it can look good in a 3, it can look good in like a 5, it can look good in like, for example, a 12. But then you get some products where it's like, you start pushing past
eight,
and you're like, that's horrible. But Air Max 1 doesn't do that.
But Air Max 1 as well, for me, you can wear it with whatever. I've got like some sweatshirt shorts on today, but if I want to wear cargos, if I want to wear denim,
anything,
there is not anything, unless you've got like some sort of wild colour on, or like the colour kind of doesn't go with. Air Max 1 is just a classic.
It's a good shoe.
Wow, so well done, like Luke, Binsey, and all the people who probably also work on it behind the background. That you probably know better than I do, but it's just such a good shoe. And then we'll move on to the next. We've got another Air Max 1 dropping.
Wow, we're looking Air Max 1 today.
And it's the, and I've never known how to fully say this, Urawa, Urawa. I've never known that word. So the original pair, and we've found out, I was like, it must, the well old days are like 2006, 2005. Nicole googled them, 2004 was the original pair.
Crazy, that's a long time. That's nearly like 20 years ago.
I know.
That's so crazy.
That is actually mad. And they're up with like grill status Air Max ones, right?
They're very expensive on StockX, like nearly $4,000.
Yeah, mad prices. And there's a new version of it, of the pure platinum colourway, icy, that coming out this week as well. What were we saying about these?
I like, again, we just said, I love an Air Max One. I just love the icy colour. I feel like they'll look amazing for like winter, like a winter fit. Right. The only thing for me is just like, because you know what I'm like with like black trainers, it's just a black toe box.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm just a little bit like, you could wear, I feel like a guy could definitely wear this a lot easier.
Yeah.
A guy could put this on with like cargos, even like a tracksuit,
jeans, whatever.
I feel like it's definitely better for a guy than it is for me personally. But I just love like the red accents.
Yeah, the little red touches. For me, I really like them. I just kind of wish the little dragon on the back, which we haven't got a picture of, is it in silver? Like, I'd have loved that to have been in red and red. Popped out.
Actually, popped out and banged,
because that would have, because the original one was like yellow, it was like a red shoe, had a yellow one on the back. So I kind of feel like that, maybe for me, that little trick was missed. But again, another great.
I feel like they're one of those shoes, which linking back to our previous podcast, you know those shoes where, like, if you know, you know?
Yeah.
You know when you see someone wearing them? 100%. Like, to anyone, it just looked like a grey, icy grey shoe. But if you know, you know. It's one of those.
I like that. So, two top Air Max ones. So, for me, where Air Max ones been a little bit, not lackluster, I don't mean it like that. Because, like I said, I saw some good product on the shelf in Offspring. There's some two actual bangers dropping this week. So, if you... I think the size exclusive ones as well, first come first serve. So you can go down to the shop. So I'll be going, I need to take my daughter to school and then I'll be going down first thing to try and pick up a pair in the morning. And then just to wrap up our Nike element, we've got the Albino and Preto, if that is correct way of
Preto,
saying it.
Preto, we don't know.
We've got the Nike SB Dunk Low coming out this week.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to Sean again, who kind of went, oh, we missed the dunks. I know, I missed the dunk that dropped last week. I'm really sorry about that. But this week we've got this one. What we're saying about these? Now, I'm looking at Nicole and she's like, ooh, I'm not too sure. I don't know if you realise these are tearaway.
Oh.
So there's layers to this.
Right.
So you can cut away on these different layers all the way through this shoe.
But what are the colours underneath, do we know?
They are, again, shout out no internet pub. So I can't actually pull them. There's lots, they're almost like some wild colour. Have you got, you've got Google Stussy before, so you have got Signal. So you can actually find out.
You talk about your opinion on them, what I try to find.
Well, I think they're really good. I have a little issue with some tearaway stuff, is in that, do you actually want to tear it away?
This is the thing for me. Like,
I think you've got to be brave, you've got to be a certain person and a bit ballsy.
And I feel like if you don't want to tear them away, then it's a waste of a shoe. Yeah,
Instagram
My Signal isn't working on Instagram for some wild reason. Everything else is working, but not Instagram.
But anyway, they're a smart looking shoe just off the bat, almost plain looking. But I think for those creatives out there that will chop them up and like tear off layers, I feel like they're a really good shoe. And here we are, still trying to get them to load up. But yeah, what do you think about tearaways in general?
I like the idea, and like you say, for like a creative person, I hear it completely. I feel like, especially those people that like to like do things to their own shoes and be a little bit different. For me, I kind of like that box fresh shoe, get the shoe, wear the shoe, and it looks amazing on foot. I don't know how confident I'd feel pulling it to pieces. And then also I'm a bit like, I don't know, like, I kind of want to show it as it was, but then I want to show it how it could be. It's one of those.
How do you do it?
I feel like, before the tear away, I don't like it. That one does need to be torn away, but then it's like, why did you do it as a tear away? Just do it as a colour. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
one of those.
I appreciate a tear away, but I would never do it myself, so.
Shout out to the people that do.
But yeah, and I feel like, again, going back to the not much Nike product. I think that this is a decent dunk coming out. Again, there's been a few other dunks that have come out this year, obviously. Mm. We can't talk about them because we only started it again in September. Mm-hmm. But there's been some other good, like the Crenshaw dunks, like the Doritos that I've kind of mentioned already. I feel like these were a strong one because if you just want to wear them as they are, they're fine. And if you want to chop them up, they'll look. I can't use the word sick because I'm 41, sick. Right, in like a week and a half.
What would you say? Oh, dandy.
Dandy? I can't say the word dandy, right? Because when I was 14, I mean, you got nothing else better to do in your life, right? Well, there's a few things that you try and like kiss as many girls as you want, right? That's kind of where we're at. So I was in a 10-pin bowling team, right? Kingpin. And me and my mum's other half's son, so Andy, I'm called Dan and he's called Andy. What was our team name?
Dandy.
Oh, wow. And we used to smash it.
Well, shout out to Dandy.
So I can't use the word Dandy. Nothing's fine in Dandy.
Nothing's better words.
I have the throwdown. And then we've got a couple more just to talk about before we wrap it up this week. First one is the Adidas Times Caramel Bobby. Dipped and dripped, which I just love the kind of like what it's called, dipped and dripped.
I love it.
Campus 80s.
Yeah. I actually like these ones, and I'm saying that without like gritting my teeth. I just like the whole concept. I like the dipped and dripped, couldn't say that.
Yeah.
It's a good shoe, classic sort of like silhouette.
The pictures and the promo of it, that's just looks so good.
That's what makes it.
Because I can't remember how many, there's like three or four colourways. I didn't count up exactly how many.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen a few different iterations.
Mm.
And I just love the concept, is really good.
So cool. Such a cool shoe.
And again, I know we're talking about Nike Air, and I know I'm an Adidas advocate. I kind of feel like Adidas is just kind of having a bit of a kickback against Nike. Like, how many Sambas do you, and we're talking about general trainer wearers here, not like us in inverted commas, like people are picking up like Sambas, people are picking up like handball specials and the classics.
It's really come back like within that whole crowd of people.
Who's wearing a Panda Dunk? Not as much now because they're wearing like, they've gone on to like that Adidas Samba.
Is that how they
were casual doing into streetwear, almost like, hey, have you been copying me for the last 20 years? It's my studio.
It's like that New Balance 550 when that was the thing. It's just the next trend, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a trend. But I really rate these.
I do. I really do. It'd be nice with like a little pink upper. Imagine if that was pink with a cream.
I feel like there's a blue with green and there's another colour. I don't think there's a pink colourway in there.
Damn.
But yeah, pink with cream.
That would be
Or even grey with a pink drip.
Yeah. Oh, that would be nice. Yeah.
Adidas, sign me up for colourways.
Design team.
So that's a good pair. And then, obviously, I had to throw this pair in for you this week, Nicole. We have got the Puma Suede Pumpkin Pie.
Wow. What a beautiful shoe. I love orange anyway. I just love the colour orange.
Right, okay.
And they're just fabulous.
I'm not going to try and pigeonhole you, but pumpkin spice latte girl?
No, absolutely
not. Oh, what?
No.
Oh,
I'm too basic for that sort of stuff.
That is ultimate basic girl.
Well, I'm way more, but I'm just definitely like an iced latte sort of girl.
What?
I don't like all the seasoning, flavouring, cinnamony sort of, no.
I almost feel like we shouted out the word of the week, or the phrase of the week too soon. Like, it's not just cobbled together. Like, Nicole doesn't drink spiced pumpkin lattes. Like, what world is this? Like, I'm actually speechless.
Not for me. I'll wear the shoes though.
Yeah, the shoes.
The shoes are for me, pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
It's a great colour. The two oranges, the white sole.
Yeah, they're just clean. I wonder if they come with a white lace.
Oh, that would be nice.
Because I have a little, there's certain shoes where the lace option is obvious. But if you're not too sure about it, my rule of thumb is match the midsole to the lace and you can't go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got a white midsole, white lace.
Yeah.
And you can always, you'll never ever go wrong on that. Because even, again, the Air Maxes, these came with grey laces, I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
The grey laces were standard.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, the white, because they match the white midsole.
Definitely.
We're actually looking at the size Air Max ones.
Yeah.
for you that can't see with my foot in the air. And that's this week's releases.
Some good ones. We've had quite a lot.
I think it's been a strong release week.
Strong week, yeah, very strong. Compared to like the last few weeks, we've struggled a little bit, haven't we, with releases?
Scraping the barrel and just had to kind of like pull product from
thin air.
Yeah, searching for like sole supplier end launches and all these places, drop date and all this kind of stuff. And I think that's it for this week.
I think it is.
Once again, shout out was Nicole kind of was like, oh, well, it's like the pub tour of the Annex podcast.
Literally. One tour de pub.
Tour de pub.
Tour de pub.
We should do this. We should go like...
Different pub every week.
Yeah. Well, we kind of said that, didn't we, last week about the restaurant and getting us food and stuff like that. Maybe it's a different pub every week. Try to find quiet pub tour. Again, shout out the Golden Fleece in Birkenshaw, who's turned the music off for us in this part of the pub. These people around us having meals, having a few drinks. We'll see what the audio's like, but as always, we just put it out anyway, because that's the way we roll. Thank you all for listening once again.
Definitely. And I feel like if you get a chance, tell us what you think in the comments, like, have Nike lost their air?
Ooh. And Nicole once again won't reply to you. she'll promise to reply.
I will look though. I do read through it. And I like them.
Right, okay.
And if there's a good one, if there's a really good comment, if someone can do a really good comment, I will comment back.
Or if you're at Nicole and like give a little jab.
Then I will definitely come back to you.
She's not going to let that lie.
No, I don't let that one
slide. No.
But yeah, all good.
Right, and so I think that's it for this week. Thanks for listening, folks, and we will see you again next week.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Guys.